Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is there one part of your game prep that you can't ignore for baseball? Something, what is for you? What for you is something that I absolutely have to do this or else I will feel naked as the game begins?
I think my, you know, the best process I've kind of come to over the course of the last few years of doing the national, you know, weekly, essentially national baseball gig is I just need to do the previous night's game. You know, it really works well when we do the Saturday game, you know, the for Fox, because there's obviously a Friday night game to open the series. So if I, you know, I had Braves Brewers in July and I did all my, this is like my Friday night book. So I did a lot more in my Friday night book. It's kind of loaded up with stuff. It's loaded up with notes. I add a lot of those after the game. Cause again, I'm not calling the game. I'm just, I'm watching it. I'm observing it and kind of going through the whole lineup card for both teams.
For the listeners, Adam is holding up his edition of the Bob Carpenter scorebook. Bob Carpenter, yep, a guest on this show a couple of weeks ago. And so, yeah, so wherever you are, even if you're not in the city yet or whatever, you watch the game and score it. Do you try to be there in the ballpark to score it?
If I can be, I will. If I'm in town, I'll either go to the game or I'll watch the local broadcast and I'll just, yeah, go through the entire game. I will do my scorebook as if I'm calling the game that night. And like I said, sure, I'll add some notes even during the game or even post game. I'll add a couple of post game notes. And that way I at least feel like the word, you use that great word, Matt, embedded. I want to feel like I'm at least embedded in the moment. Now that's not the only prep I do. Like obviously during the week, I'm doing a lot of this. I'm holding up a notebook right now that I have during the season with just, you know, split down the middle and just notes for both teams. All right. Are they hot? Are they cold? What was their high point of the season? 15 games over. Now it's, you know, there are six games. So, you know, the division has changed. And you try to just hit the storylines as the local guys would. You know, that's the biggest goal, I think, to try to make yourself, who's, again, me, who's not a day-to-day guy, to to at least make the local audience, because the baseball local audience is, as I use the word ruthless, somewhat tongue in cheek. And
oh,
in
no,
jest,
no, it's 100% ruthless, man. It's you national guys. Yeah.
The standards for local baseball fans are very high because they live and die for 8 months with this team, basically, or for 6 months with this team. And yeah, I mean, even going back to spring training, it's more like 8 months, you know, like you're really living and dying with the team and your broadcast team. Like you're with your guys every single day. And it's hard to recreate that knowledge.
It's partially my fault, Adam. When I was working with your colleague, Jason Goff, over at NBC Sports Chicago, you guys work over there, but Jason and I did radio together and came up together as producers as well. I coined the term out of town stupid because sometimes like, cause we're in town, and we're following. Yeah. It wasn't just about baseball, but man, it rears its head in baseball all the time. So if you don't know the context, we'll call you out. And then you've kind of lost them for the rest of the broadcast, no matter how good you are.
Yeah. And then you're battling, like, if that team plays poorly that night, you are now associated with how badly that team plays. Like we had, you know, that game, that July game that I had at up in Milwaukee, between Atlanta and the Brewers. That was the Sal Frelick game. The kid who made his major league debut, went three for three, two incredible catches, had the game tying RBI, had the game winning sack fly, and what was a fabulous baseball game. And I had Braves fans saying, like, I can't believe how biased you are. You're supposed to be down the middle. Which, first off, let me say this. No, we're not supposed to be unbiased on a national broadcast. We're supposed to give context for both teams and why things matter and where they're at that point of the season. But there's no such thing as unbiased on a national broadcast. And I think that's the biggest misnomer that fans have about tuning in. And I'll explain. You have a little bit of a quizzical look on your face.
Yeah. Well, because I
understand
I've talked about this issue with Joe Buck, just talked about it with a lot of people. Cause I've thought about it as you're supposed to give context. And of course you'll be excited about whatever goes well for either team. Cause you want excellence. You're there to appreciate, but you tell me your definition of what you're talking about.
And that's part of it too, Matt, is like I'm going to ride the wave of the game. I'm not here to ride the wave of your teams. I'm here to ride the wave of the game. So whatever happens in the game is what we're going to latch on to regardless. I can't sit here and frame everything in the prism of how a Brewers fan sees it or how a Braves fan sees it. I'm here to view the game in the prism of a person just watching a baseball game. I let the game dictate what we talk about. You know, and I've gotten better about that. And that's one thing about Fox, doing games at Fox Sports compared to doing games at ESPN. At ESPN, and I don't think this is necessarily a criticism. It might come off as such. I think it's more of just a philosophical approach and a stylistic approach where they wanted to be the overarching voice of baseball. Like, we are the omnipotent voice of the game. And I get it. Sunday Night Baseball, you're the last game of the week. You're recapping the week and setting things up. So there is a little bit of that, and I understand it. But the philosophy since I've been at Fox Sports is the game dictates what we talk about. I want to be as prepared as I possibly can for both teams and for every player that's going to come up. But if one guy does something incredible, I can't pretend that that's not happening, because to a casual fan or to a fan of neither of the teams, this is one of the coolest. If you can't appreciate that, I don't know how to explain it to you. If you're a Braves fan and you're upset, that I get. I totally understand that. That's okay for you to feel that way. And you want to be upset at the most accessible punching bag that you have, and that's me on Twitter or wherever, like, oh, this guy sucks or he's biased. I think the bias thing is such a misnomer, because no game that you have ever watched in Major League Baseball or in the NFL, barring a tie, or in the NBA, has ever ended with a straight down the middle score. If you look at the scoreboard, typically, again, outside of catastrophe or a tie in the NFL, one team wins and one team loses. The scoreboard itself is biased. One team did better than the other. Like that's such a simple concept. And I've come to that conclusion a long time ago. And by the way, I don't expect fans to care about that or know that. Like, that's not their job to do so. So if you don't feel that way or don't agree, I understand.
I'll tell you this, though, the difference in perspectives from the broadcast execs or whatever is noticeable to the fans. And I think they do care about that, because I'll take calls from people saying, I feel like, you know, whether it's ESPN or whoever is trying to tell me what I should care about and shoving these pre-produced pieces. The game is going on right here.
Yeah.
Like, something is happening over here. So you have to follow the game and let the game drive the content. It's got to be tempting to do it the other way when you've got all week to think about and all week to prepare stuff. And you try to guess the storylines, but that's not how sports works.